This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Perfectly in balance for hour number three of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you missed it early on, I almost fell on my ass right before the show, and it has gotten the same kind of illicit response that I'm getting right now from my co-host. Thank you.
It was the funniest thing, man. I mean, just...
I got Matrix-like balance, people.
I'm surprised that you didn't land on your tuchus. You did the wobble and the stanky leg and hit that back wall, and the chair was on its side, and it was a mess for, like, 5 seconds. But you held it together, though. You did good. It was also the fastest start to the show I've ever heard. I don't know how rattled
you
were.
He was definitely aggravated by
it. He was like, let's get past that. Because he was like, what up, H-Town? Fellas, what's up? It was like immediate. He was like, I'm not having none of this horseplay. No one. I'm glad it wasn't on video.
Which I didn't know at the time, but I'm very happy that it
wasn't. No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Because it looked like I was a first time.
Because Brandon
had
just walked in and told me to stop the stream.
Of all the stuff you've messed up on this show, Nick, that's the worst.
Actually, I was doing my job. Jose Partida wasn't. He didn't stop the stream, and I was bailing his ass out. Oh, yeah.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah.
Well done. Mm. Interesting sidebar that we might have to follow up on.
Yeah.
The TNT crew for game one of the Rocket series.
Uh-huh.
Brian Anderson, great play-by-play guy. Kevin McHale.
Ooh.
And Allie LaForce.
He should just walk up to James Harden and say, you suck.
You know what? He would not be opposed to it. I can tell you this. Not only am I going to try and get him on the show, but I would love to have him in studio. Because I know that old school, we've seen the whole... He is so old school. He believes in one-on-one, face-to-face communication. We had him on right after Harden took shots at him. He wasn't afraid to go right back at
it. Do you think that I don't know. I know in football for sure they do this, but in basketball, do y'all meet with the players?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody meets with everybody?
Yeah. Well, no, not everybody. Here's how it works.
He'll skip that one, right? Like, he probably won't have that meeting?
No, he'll have more people in the room.
Oh.
So what they do is, because I would
say... hold me back before I punch this dude in the face?
I think TNT specifically throughout the last 2 years scheduled so that McHale didn't do a game in Houston.
And he probably requested that, right?
He would probably say, for the betterment of everybody, let's just take the high road.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did this now, because what normally happens is, after shoot around, day of game, they have a dressing room set aside for TNT. And at that point, they will do one-on-ones with pertinent players. Obviously, probably the best player. And then pregame, that's when they normally catch up in the coach's office, which again will be awkward because McHale will go into his own office to interview Mike D'Antoni. But normally, it's a dressing room with, for sure, the two guys calling the game, maybe the sideline reporter as well, and maybe a producer, where they can try and get insight and intel from players and coaches. That will be interesting if it does become Kevin and the Beard in the room at the same time.
Uh-huh. That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
So along the way, if he's coming to town, I'm going to try and see if he can't just sidetrack a little bit something to come over here.
Yeah, just pop
stop in with us. That would
segment.
Be cool. If nothing else, phone.
Amos said, hey, Barry, Joel, you guys should test out the T-shirt cannon thing. Get a T-shirt gun and see if you can break Nick's finger with it up close. I think that's a good idea.
No,
I think that's not a good idea. All do things for this show.
Nobody's getting injured though.
I snorted chocolate.
You're fine.
I
chug a lug Coke and milk.
So did I.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It didn't work out.
And I
so
pay
well
for it.
You. Yeah.
I mean, we've all
think,
made a sacrifice.
I think it's your
show.
Turn. To take the sacrifice.
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, he's
the one doing
cocoa.
This.
That was 2.5 years ago. No one even remembers that.
I am always the one taking the L's on this show. Well, it's
false.
Your turn.
That's false.
From a distance. I ain't going to be close.
I took a lowercase L to start this show.
Here, how about this?
30 feet.
If you'll do the T-shirt cannon on the finger, then Joel will do the airsoft with no shirt on.
That's false.
Was that a good trade-off for you?
That's a good deal.
So it's safe to say, Nick, with our voting power, it's not happening either way.
I don't know. Do you vote that, Nick?
Yep.
Well, bam. 2-1.
Looks like it's the thing.
Done.
Now. Okay. Looks like it's the thing.
Well, looks like the third version of that one. Gonna make sure that didn't happen.
Let's see. Somebody said, oh, Zach Grocock said, I'll put in $1 a week to have Barry's Lawn Talk brought to you by Grocock. That's his last name.
Bro.
That's his last
you can't
name.
Be playing, you can't
Nick's
be playing around like that,
went
man.
From jovial to concerned.
You can't be playing around like
Zach
that.
Zach Grocock is his name.
That.
Do we know it's his name or is
yes.
it the screen name?
We've asked this dude before because on Twitter I was like, bro, I'm not reading your name because that's just foolishness and I'm not going to look like an idiot. He goes, I swear to you, that's my last name.
You're just looking for words with those four letters in
no!
it.
No! That's yeah. his name, bro. He has followed us. Did you just dump me?
I did not, no.
Okay. About to, like, you son of a... I'll start cursing taking, on air.
Taking notes.
Oh, you're writing this down in your diary? Dear diary, Barry said Zach Grocock on the air today. It's his name, Nicholas.
Hey, Barry, you
settle
can get it
down.
Sponsored by Ortho.
I wouldn't mind that. Ortho people call me. Let's do this.
There you go.
A couple other people said...
Because, you know, Ortho's good for growing things in the garden and such, so...
Lawn Talk sponsored Lansdowne Moody. Let's do this, Lansdowne Moody. Hit me up.
Kubota?
Yeah. Barry, what about Home Depot, Lowe's, Houston Garden Center? I'm down for all these. Where are we at? Let's do
well,
it.
Where are you people doing the legwork? Get us a contact and some information so we can get it done.
Exactly. I love to do my yard. I put my headphones in and nobody bothers me. I want Lawn Talk. Oh, that's sorry, guys. That slipped through. I wasn't.
You said
I was
that?
Just. No.
You sent that to the text line?
I was just previewing on the fly. Yeah, I was reading it from my phone. I just typed it in my yep. notes to say later and passed it off as a text. Yeah. Okay.
This whole sponsor thing that you initiated, this is all your fault, Joel. I just want you to know that.
Okay. That's fine. I own it.
Maybe. I'll you know what that. I might do? Here's what I might do. I might just get. Start a GoFundMe for Lawn Talk listeners, and we'll just get them all to throw in $3, $5.
Dumbest
just
kind GoFundMe
of as a,
ever.
Kind of as a, hey, thanks for the help in my yard, and then that will be the sponsor. Lawn Talk sponsored by Usual Suspects, the listeners.
I support it. If they support the show, then
I don't.
Yeah.
So, okay. I hope it never
that
happens.
Point, Nick, that's a 2-on-1.
Hope it never happens.
Yeah. Somebody is suggesting we send Andy the Jazz Writer to like the third ward or the fifth ward. Hey, there's this great place to eat called The Bottom. It's in the fifth ward. Oh, you got to go there. It's great. The Bottom? You're going to love this place.
Send them to like a Golden Corral
guys,
or something.
They stole the rims off of my rent car. I've been jacked. We're going to send him all the places where he could get robbed
around
town.
I got one that I'm not going to send.
Where?
No.
Send him to Nick's house?
No.
Tree falls on him, that wouldn't be bad.
That tree cleaned up, by the way?
Hell no.
No, man. That's nope. It's just laying there on the fence.
At what point does the HOA get involved?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a letter at some point.
What's your neighborhood name?
You're going to get it sooner now.
I'm just going to send him the picture he sent me.
Be like, I don't think I've ever revealed or shared my address with you. So.
Don't.
You know I can find it, right?
No, you cannot. It's not a public record.
That sounds like a challenge.
We'll be back with Nick's address on The Usual Suspects.
Do not
Mike
do that.
Golick. Well, he's not going to say it on the air. Well, then again.
Bitch, I won't.
See?
Absolutely.
Now I got to be bitch. See? Now I'm in the middle of it again. Mike Golick will join us. Barry will have Nick's address. And all kinds of shenanigans will continue to ensue. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Thursday, waiting on a call from Mike Golick. Is he supposed to join us? Talk a little Texans draft and other things. And then 3:30, Taryn Hilo will be joining us, Astros girl. And then hopefully we'll be doing the 15 podcast with Barry after that.
Hopefully so. Somebody, you know, you won't step up, Nick, and take the broken finger challenge.
We had a deal.
It's sweeping the internet. The broken finger challenge, by the way. But somebody said, Jung took mace to the face. Man up, Nick. How much do you outweigh Jung? You can't let him man up overall over you.
J-U-N-G.
Jung took a... He took mace to the face?
I don't think it was to the face. I think they just tried spraying on his skin, and it like eventually got to his eyes, is what I think.
I think they sprayed him in the face.
Really?
Because he started screaming, it got in my mouth.
Well.
I'm not going to.
I'm going to isolate that, but yeah.
Oh, you're going to isolate that?
Yeah.
Dirty bitch. That's you would do.
I probably outweigh Jong by like 15 pounds, maybe 20 pounds.
Do you? Yeah. Just 20 pounds? Well, I've seen Jong, and I've seen you.
I'm a buck. I'm a
20
buck. I'm a buck 75, buck 80 at the most.
What happened?
I'm probably a buck 70.
Well,
we never get that question.
What question?
What happened to that Jung guy?
Oh, yeah. No one ever asked that.
Yeah. No.
What happened to Jung? Jung. Not Jong. Jung. Right. There's a, speaking of challenges, I said the broken finger challenge.
Yep.
I saw something. My niece, Mandy, tagged me on a thing that's going on the internet. It's called the ACT UP challenge.
Okay.
Not familiar.
Me either.
Where kids basically just do bad stuff or say crazy stuff or just act up in front of their parents and record it and then put it on the internet.
Ooh.
The one that she tagged, that I got tagged on, is it's this girl with her mom in the car and she's playing a song that's just talking about popping that thing and, you know, the D and like F's and like,
oh, just, this is bad act up. This is just raunchy.
Like just, and the mom's like, what in the hell? Get that off of my radio. That's on your phone. Like the mom's yelling at her. She's just like, what, mom? I'm keeping it lit. Like she's just trying to be funny. Man, I could have never done that as a kid. I would have called an ass whooping. Yeah. There's just no way. Like kids are brave. There was one that was like told his mom to F off just to record it.
Oh no.
You're a dumbass. I hope your mom punched you in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is where the only thing you got to hang your hat and hope for is new day and age parenting. Because back in my day, my mom and my dad would have started whooping my ass.
Yeah. Throat punch. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. How about the throat punch challenge?
I used to get the backhand, the one that started from like the bottom left corner.
Really?
And it worked its way up to the upper right corner like a diagonal slap. Just
bam. Really?
Backhanded diagonal slap. Just
yeah?
Bam. Oh, yeah.
Like a wrestler's chop?
Or yeah, like just Roger Federer in the deep corner?
Yeah.
My mom would do the, she would, like if we were in public, she would pull the one hand, like grab your arm and straight in the air with it and then swat you on the ass. That way you couldn't cover it. Because you still had the one hand free, but you weren't going to cover the whole thing. She would get you. She would hold you with the one hand, swat you with the other. My dad was big on the belt. I never got whipped a lot. I was a good kid. I never got whipped a lot. But I remember my dad, he would be like, go get my belt. Like I had to go get the murder weapon.
In my house, the
which
threat
is the worst. Go get my belt. I brought back, you know, those sash for a robe.
Yeah, it's like, funny. It's good.
Me
yeah
with that. He was like, go get me two belts. Like, he was not having it. Punk ass kid, get out of here.
I feel like the same thing. I got the threat more than I actually got the whooping.
Yeah.
But I've told you guys, the wooden spoon was the deal.
That's child abuse.
My mom would, nowadays it is.
Boy.
Because I've had friends that are parents and were parents before me that said the other thing that's crazy is nowadays kids will say when parents are getting upset at them and yelling at them, I'd stop right there because otherwise I'll report you for
the wooden spoon though.
A
dude,
wooden spoon?
It don't feel
is that,
good.
Is that child it abuse?
Back in the day it wasn't.
No.
He's got a belt.
Even
people
now,
talk
though
about a switch. But think
I
about
mean,
it.
If you use something, what's the difference between using a belt and a wooden spoon? They used to use a wooden paddle at schools.
Nick,
they would drill a hole.
I caught that era.
They would drill
a hole. I got hit by a paddle.
Yeah. Did yours have the holes drilled
no
in it? Our principals had holes drilled in the
to
paddle
the
to make
to
it more aerodynamic.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It looked like someone whooped your ass with a cheese grater. You would yes have holes, all like air holes, red
like
holes
the
all on your
leg
ass
of your jeans, only it was a paddle.
Man. It was Mr. Yeah Taylor who hit me. If I ever see that fool, I don't care if he's 90.
Knuck if you buck,
oh, now
Mr.
You're
Taylor.
You get on him for hitting old men.
You know
now
what?
You're gonna go
I might punch
old
an old man
oh
in the face.
Oh, isolate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Taylor.
Isolate that.
You know why?
And you know what? I'll be right behind you going,
he hit me
punch
first.
Punch that old man.
With a damn paddle.
There you go.
See, Nick, you
now
ask,
you know.
you ask, is the wooden spoon child abuse? Think about Adrian Peterson. A switch, yep. Which back in the day,
I'll
was
beat a kid with a wooden spoon. That's okay. That's totally okay. Like, a wooden spoon, beat the kid.
I'll whoop your ass and then go stir macaroni. Get out of here. You don't
and
know
I've
me.
Told you guys
I'll do
this.
It. I don't care.
I've told you all this about the threat part of it too. So we had the cooking wooden spoon. That's what my mom would hit us with, right? But because my mom and dad had a restaurant, and they took a lot of it, when they shut the restaurant down, they took a lot of it and put it in the kitchen. So we had about a 3.5-foot spoon and fork crossed on one of the walls of our kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And my mom goes, you got that one. You want that one on the wall. That's coming next. You looked at that spoon once, you were like, no, I'm good.
That's a boat oar.
Yep.
3-foot wooden spoon? You could row a boat with that thing.
I guess I've never been hit with a wooden spoon, but paddle and a belt, yes.
Now, there you go. Try that. Barry will hit you with a wooden spoon. See how that feels.
No, that's not a good idea.
So my dad would, like, he was a belt guy, and that was me and my sister, my older sister. We would get the belt. Not very often. Like, my sister got her ass whooped a lot, though. She was bad. Horrible kid, horrible person, just all around.
It's National Siblings Day today, so that's good.
But I was pretty good. I only got whipped a few times. One of them was because twice I played with fire, almost burned the house down.
Well, yeah, you should have got your ass whipped.
I caught a toilet on fire. How do you catch?
What did you do? Just take out all the water, put gasoline?
No, so I was a little pyro when I was a kid, and I was like fascinated with fire. And so my dad used to smoke, and he had a Zippo lighter. And I my room was upstairs, and I thought, man, I want to burn some stuff. So I sneak downstairs. He's taking a nap on the couch. I'm not kidding you, man. From the bottom of the stairs to the coffee table it was probably 50 feet. It was a big, we lived in a pretty nice house. I army crawled on my stomach and elbows through the living room next to the coffee table, reached my hand up, not looking, feeling on the coffee table, found the lighter, army crawled back to the stairs, went up and just started burning notebook paper and the toilet. Well, I would catch one on fire, drop it in, and flush it. Catch one on fire, drop it in, and flush it. And I was like, well, let's do three. And then I caught three on fire, dropped them in, and they stuck to the side and kept burning. I couldn't get them out.
Did you have a wooden toilet seat?
Yes.
Oh, that's
caught
bad.
Caught the whole. Oh, I got my ass whooped on that one. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I got lucky, though, because, like I said, me and my sister got the belt. My little sister, Laura, she got the switch. But it wasn't just go get a stick off the tree switch. You remember, you know those wood rods that they would tie a balloon on at the end?
Oh, yeah.
That, like, if you wave it in the air, you hear it go real fast? They had one of those above every door in the house. Like, you know how you'll have the little lip on the wood that surrounds your door?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
They kept a switch on every door frame in the house. No matter what room she was in, if she acted a fool, it was on.
Oh, that
she would catch an ass whooping.
Yeah, that's probably painful. I don't know, wooden spoon or that?
Oh, I would take a wooden
spoon.
Oh, my God. Over one of those flimsy rods that wouldn't break?
I don't think so.
Boy, you're getting boogie whooped with a wooden, like.
It's kind of hard to tell. Like, what do you want?
Those things could break, and they were, I'm telling you.
No, they don't break.
You'd feel like a little bit of a laser zip, but if you got a full wooden spoon swung at you.
Trust me, getting whooped with one of those was like getting, an actual whip. Like, oh, boy, she would have these little lines. Oh, I was like, that's what you get for being bad. What's wrong with, my sisters were bad people. I was an angel. I was a good kid.
Why do I not believe
that? Why does no one listening to this show believe that?
I mean, you can always, tweet. We can ask them.
Ask your sisters.
Yeah.
He says you were terrible. Was Barry bad?
He said you were bad people and he was good. Find out. I was the good kid.
Were you the oldest or middle child?
No, I was middle child.
Oh, okay.
Sandwiched in between the older sister and the younger sister. My younger sister, though, was real young. Like, me and my sister, my older sister are 4 years apart. My younger sister, 10 years apart.
Oh, okay.
Old Pops was getting busy at an old age. So, I think he was 60-something when he had my little sister. I'm like, bro, it still works. Good for you.
We could. You know, Nick, Barry's mom's a friend of the show now. We could have her on.
Well, they got divorced when I was 6, so that would be awkward.
No, I'm talking about who was the good kid. I don't want to know about that. I want to know.
Yeah,
about...
I was gonna say, because you don't want to bring in the stepmom, because
my parents got divorced when I was 6. Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
and we could have got her into the whole who was the good kid.
She'll tell you.
She'll be honest. She'll let you know.
Absolutely, she would. I was an angel.
What happened?
Fair enough.
Okay. Before we get to any more of the show, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. A lot of people are having issues with a rain and things like that. Maybe you had a leaky roof. Maybe you've been thinking about putting a new roof on your house. Well, I'm telling you right now, there's only one place to go in the Houston area, and that is Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is there for you, whether it's just fixing a leak or it's putting a whole new roof on your house. They're the people to do it because unlike the storm chasers and the deposit thieves that were out there doing sketchy business, getting your money up front and then not doing a great job, and by the time you want them to fix it or do something different, they're skipping town. These guys are locally owned and operated. They have got a unbelievable rating. Speaking of that, an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They're going to do the job right and follow it through with you every step of the way. Just check them out, fitzroofing.com, or you can call 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection today. That means they come to you, they tell you what you need, and they go away. If you want them to do the work, you get back in touch with them. They come out, they do a fantastic job, but they're not going to be there haggling you and bugging you. They're only there to do the free, no obligation inspection. It's part of the way they do business. And they use only the best products on the market, including CertainTeed shingles. In fact, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to get this elite status. They got it. You need it. That's why you go to Fitz. And their base warranties longer than your average roofer. There's only one place to go. Call them again, 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the last half hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Due to a clerical error, Mike Golick will be joining us next week. And we won't say who made the error.
Nick's a dumbass. Let's just be real. That's what happened.
Nick's a dumbass. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I'm just going to say that due to a clerical error.
Who's the one that put him on the rundown?
That would be me.
Oh, well.
Again, I'm not afraid to own up, okay? I'll own it. But I was under the impression from several others that I'm not going to throw under the bus that we were doing it this week. So my fault.
Well,
I'll take it.
Well, at least the guest that was scheduled to be here today.
I made it.
Made it today.
I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Taryn Hilo is here, friend of the show. Appreciate you joining us again. What's been going on in your world? Because we haven't caught up with you in a while.
I know. Last time I was here was Valentine's Day.
That's right, because we did a little bit of therapy talk.
That's right. It got really weird. We're not doing that today. Don't worry. We're just hanging out talking sports and things.
I wonder about that guy who called in. Like, Valentine's Day is over, so I wonder if he's got a girlfriend that'll last till before Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, he's lonely again. I promise you. I've met a lot of our listeners. He's lonely again. There's no way that lasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah,
that was weird,
to say the least.
And you know what? That brought up something because I don't know if you've seen this. You know who Holly Saunders is?
I do.
Okay, so Holly Saunders, who now is dating Cliff Kingsbury, but she's a sideline reporter and she works for Fox. She decided to put out some of her DMs that she gets from really creepy dudes, including wanting like a Holly and Cliff Kingsbury sandwich.
Not
and
nice.
Other things. I got to imagine that with as active as you are on social media, and the fact that with the bikini company and all the other things, you've got to get some pretty racy DMs as well.
I get some really, really weird DMs that I wouldn't even want to put them. Actually, you know what? That brings a story.
Okay.
I did actually put some of my DMs on my Instagram stories a couple of years ago, and it was right around the time that all the Astros girl stuff happened, stuff was crazy. I was getting DMs from athletes. I was getting DMs from famous people, like movie stars.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, can you name one?
See, Barry's like, tell us.
You don't have to tell us what they said, because some of them may have just been like, hey, good for you, girl. Get away, you know. they could have been nice, too, right?
There were some nice ones.
Who slid up? Well, just you don't even have to tell us whether it was nice or creepy, but one name from someone that slid in the DMs.
I think that breaks the code. There's a code.
What
right?
code? The creepy code? The creepy code? Hey, look, I'm creepy. I'm going to slide up in your DMs on the download. Don't tell nobody. That's what they want. They want you to not
Morris
say anything.
Code,
they want
code.
You to
codes
put
are
on.
Made to be broken.
No, they do it thinking, well, she won't throw me under the bus because that would just be wrong because I'm a big-time star. So I'll go be creepy and say a lot of awful things that I would never say to her in person because I'm a horrible human being.
There was nothing awful From the famous people?
What about the athletes?
The athletes were dirty, though, weren't they?
They were, for the most part, pretty respectful, I would say. I mean, okay. A lot of them were like, we had mutual friends. So the worst things were from people who have, like, no picture. And they like, follow 4,000 people, and nobody follows them, and they're private. Right. And it's like, it's okay, you're
like
a fake
Nick.
Account. Nick, was that you?
Absolutely not. Do not listen to Barry. Absolutely not.
But I had put somebody on there who had offered me like $5,000 for a date.
What?
And you guys know Ted from, he was on 610.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is he still over there?
He did that? Oh,
no.
Ted.
Well, no.
I can't believe you, bro.
Ted goes, well, what does she expect with all those pictures that she posts?
Did he really?
He did.
Oh, my God. So, Ted's that guy. Well, you know what? If you get catcalled, don't wear clothes that fit good.
Yeah.
Come on, Ted.
Guy.
Be better than that.
Now, didn't I hear that when you used to do appearances, didn't Ted take his shot?
Ted took a shot. Oh,
see?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. See?
Ted See? Shot a shot. That's what it was.
He was mad.
He was mad. Yeah, Ted got big mad because he got shot down. Yeah,
probably. That's what it
That's
was.
That's outstanding.
Mm, yeah.
See? Putting two together for you then.
Ted, Ted's the former...
Patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the guys who brought forward a lot of the concussion stuff, I think, actually.
The CTE stuff?
Yeah.
They
Be careful.
They used to call him Teddy Three Rings, and then he went back to Boston.
Yeah. Sorry, Ted. I didn't realize. Don't kill me, please.
Yeah, but that was my... I had done that. So is anything crazy that she's... Other than the...
One of the things you mentioned, at least it was a date. One of the guys was out there and said, hey, I'm a photographer. I'd like to do a naked photo shoot for free with you.
I bet he would.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I mean...
One guy said, I would sell all my furniture... So that the only place you would have to sit is on, and I think you know where this goes. Has anyone ever sent you something like that thinking, oh, I'm sure she'll think this is funny, even though it's creepy as hell?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of the head, but there's been some on there that I'm like, this is disturbing, actually. It's like,
yeah.
It's like they're trying to be funny,
them, right?
Yeah, sometimes I do report them.
Really?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
you
good.
Should.
Now, see, so like, you know, hopefully doing the research for the podcast, which hopefully we can make happen today. I know you got a sick puppy, so if you got to go, I get it. I was looking, okay, well, let's go see the history. Like, I learned a lot about you, about being bullied and how smart you are and all these things. And I was looking at your Instagram and your Twitter because we follow each other on both. And then I started looking at some of the comments.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, dudes aren't even doing it in the DMs. It just gets weird when they're like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. Or a guy will be like, you'll never respond to this message because you're so pretty, but I just want you to know that I think you look smart or something like weird. Yeah. And you're like, what are you doing, dude?
And I'm like, hi, how are you? Hope you have a good day. I'm responding.
See, but you're so nice. A lot of times you respond and then they think the door's open and then they just think like, this is my shot. And But you're right. The creepiest thing is to do it out in public because everybody's going to see, go like, who is this tool? And then they click on it and go, oh, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like in the history of women, has that ever worked where they're like, you're so pretty? Is that doesn't work.
It probably just depends where you're at in life. As a woman, like,
really?
Maybe you're at a low point.
I think it works with millennials.
Attention starved?
You think it works for millennials?
I think it absolutely works with millennials.
You think that you could pick up a millennial chick on
IG
just by saying you're hot?
I've been told that. Girls have met up with guys through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm telling you, it's very
really?
Common.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
but
not
you. But you have. I feel like you have to approach it differently. You can't just be like fawning over the chick and just being like, "Oh my God, you're so pretty. I would drink your bathwater," and all these weird things. It's got to be more like, "Hey, what's up?" You know, like, "Hey, I saw that you were into this. I'm into that too." And not like just coming out, just talking about looks and being creepy. I don't think that would work.
Isn't that the premise behind internet dating?
What about Tinder? Like, that's basically
yeah,
Tinder.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but Tinder is just for hookups, right? Like, you go on Tinder, you're sexing. That's what you're there for.
So Match.com or but whatever it is.
Bumble's where
girls.
Aren't
these all the premise behind before? That's how the premise got going to get all these sites together.
But again, you also have conversations when you're doing it, right? Like, I'm not on it. I'm a married man, so I have no idea. But I feel like you have a conversation with the person first. It's not just, hey, I really like this picture of you in a bikini. Let's have sex. Like Nick is saying
it's
on
different
IG.
You're right. It's different because even if it's just for a hookup, that platform is there to meet people.
Right.
Right.
But IG
Facebook
is not.
Instagram is not necessarily, true. Yeah.
Unless you, but a lot of people, like, you look at their bios and they're like single, you know, like they're basically their little classified as their bio on Instagram or Twitter. And you're like,
but the other thing is it's all private. Yeah. It's not out there in the open for everybody
like IG
to
is.
See.
Yeah.
Because Nick and I were talking during the one break and I did an Oprah show. And I only did it because my dad had just passed away. My mom was a huge Oprah fan. And someone that I worked with had volunteered me to be most eligible bachelors over 30. So I had no idea what to do, but my mom was really excited because I wanted to turn it down. But I did it. Well, part of the deal was sponsored by Match.com.
You were on Oprah?
Yeah. So without like letting us know, we all had to take pictures, right, so people could see. Well, it was sponsored by Match. They created accounts for us. And all of a sudden, they go, hey, by the way, they send us an email saying, you have an account on Match.com. So I open it up, and the inbox has like 900 messages.
Oh, my God.
And I can sympathize to a small percentage of what you probably go through, but some of the message you get, the only thing that I was thankful for was this was private. This wasn't out there.
Yeah.
But if you get someone that's sending you that and they don't DM it, that's just idiotic. It's insane.
Yeah,
that's
creepy.
Really. There's one guy I have to block like once a week. He keeps making new accounts and he leaves the nastiest comments, like just gross.
That's
stuff.
A stalker.
That's stalking. Yeah,
that's
it's cyber stalking.
For
it's,
sure.
It's weird that like I don't know. I guess it's a mental thing because I just look at that and think, why do dudes think that would work?
I don't get that part of it.
I really don't get that.
I think girls do it too, though. To like,
do they?
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Do, like,
it happens.
See?
I'm like, you know, I know I'm hot. Listen, you and me, we go through it a lot. As hot as we are, I get it. It's like,
the trappings of being really, really hot.
Yeah. It sucks. Nick, Joel, you guys don't know about it, but it's really bad. It can get awful.
3 hours a day we deal with this.
Every
single day.
Somebody said, by the way, like, hey, thanks for moving the camera. Nobody wanted to look at Barry's jiggly arms the
almost
whole time.
Cut you
so,
off.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, they just took me out of it.
Yeah, if you ever get any messages from Barry's jiggly arms, it's not
it's
Barry.
Not me. It's just
really?
My arms.
It's a parody
yeah.
account.
Wow.
People, that's how far they take these things around here.
They do.
Our listeners are brutal.
I still can't believe you were on Oprah.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute.
I'm going
to
find
I don't have to talk about that for a minute.
I remember you telling us that and totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a picture of you on Oprah?
Mm-hmm.
Can we see it?
Mm-mm.
Did you get to meet her?
Mm-hmm.
Like after or before the show?
Oh, but I, as
Joe
I was telling
Blank
Nick,
Oprah.
There were so many toolboxes on that show that were like bringing her gifts and hoping that they would get speaking parts because they wanted to be seen. They wanted more TV time. They wanted all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not having that. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
But you know, I had other reasons for doing it, just simply because my mom was a fan and she was going through some tough times. But it was an interesting experience to say that I've been through it, to see how they do things, to see, and I'm from a broadcasting perspective, all their studios, things like that. But there were dudes that were full blown going like, "This is my shot to
wow.
be like famous."
What year was it?
You don't need to worry about all that.
I'm Googling it. Too,
are
but,
you? Yeah.
But when you put Joel Blank Oprah, all the Joel Osteen interviews pop up.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah,
keep
wrong,
it that way.
Wrong D-bag. We're looking.
See what I deal with? See?
Wrong D-bag Joel. We're looking for. So it was 30 under 30, you said?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It was a 30 for
Bachelor's
30.
Bachelor's over 30.
30 for 30.
It was a 30
over
for 30. 30? ESPN did it.
Over or under 30?
Nick, shut your mouth.
You just said 30. It anyway.
Yeah, I can go back to the podcast. I mean,
well,
we may
good.
Not
By
get
that
it today.
Time, we'll be well past all of this.
I think, I mean.
We'll make a Twitter thread out of it.
Ooh.
It'll be a Twitter moment.
Look. See? Amazing.
Wait till those
Joel's
going to
go viral.
Wait till those stalkers come back at you.
We got Astros girl and Oprah boy.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
I love it. This is you're my hero
right
now.
Our DMs combined.
Joseph's going to have a bunch of fat chicks like, I'll sop you up with a biscuit.
Sop you up with a biscuit.
Yeah. Just all in Joel's DMs. I would eat you.
Look at the time.
I would eat you like a honey bun, Joel. I would snack on you.
It's a snack.
Yeah. Joel's like, I'm not doing any reads right now. Oh, my goodness.
We got one segment to go in the show. So before we do that, we're going to get to a lot of different things. Take care of some business. Taryn, you're going to stick around, right?
Yeah,
so that we definitely will do that because are you going to – people are asking. Are you going to do the podcast afterwards?
Okay, so I got to go back to the vet.
I totally get it. Listen, you and I exchanged vet stories this week.
Yeah, we both of
them. I 1,000% understand.
You already know mine with all our dogs.
Well, mine's got – it's she's sick right now. It's just diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
But Nick had that when he did the milk challenge.
your dog. Yeah, you got a sick dog. We got a sick producer. Yeah. Nick just, he did it so much, I had to rub his nose in it, though. It was like, you're going to go outside from now on, young man.
Jump, y'all didn't put the pads down for
me. No, we don't have doggy pads.
That was another DM. Don't worry about that.
We don't have doggy pads.
All right, so we'll get to that in a whole lot, let's just get to a whole lot more. Before we get to that, though, I do want to tell you about besthotelrates.com. We're talking travel. A lot of people do a lot of travel throughout the year, but the big question is, how are you booking your hotel rooms? Well, I've got a suggestion for you. It's besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and extending these discounts to you is what they do. Simply go to hotelrates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and voila, you're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels that you could have paid more for somewhere else. You can save your money and book your hotels through the besthotelrates.com website, and they're going to take care of you. It's top-notch customer service that backs up your reservation so you stay in a safe and secure environment. Besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back to the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, Aaron, AJ, they're waiting in the wings and ready to take over and take you home on your drive. Taryn Hilo has been gracious enough to bless us with another segment. Friend of the show, we kid because of the whole Astros girl moniker, but the way business is done dirtily around this city, normally if you're on our show and you do well, other stations are going to make sure they sign you to exclusive deals so you can't talk to us anymore. So we just want to make sure as a friend of the show that you are loyal as a suspect.
Oh, to pledge my allegiance right
now. Boom, right there. Nick got it on video. We're good. That's all we needed.
Zach Rice wanted to know, Barry, are you planning to have Oprah Boy on the 15 podcast?
It's not even funny. And you know what? Here's the thing.
Did you find a picture, though?
I'm sure you weren't listening to the first segment when I almost bit it and fell on my ass.
You should have
setting
seen
up
it.
Here. And he laughed at me for a full segment.
Oh, my God.
So funniest thing. If Nick, there's anybody was it not that's the going to embarrass thing? Me and do something with this Oprah thing, it's him.
Nick, was it not the funniest thing you've seen
it
in a long time?
It was hilarious. It was funny.
He ate it. Chair went flying.
No, I did not eat it. I did not fall.
I mean, it...
He almost
stayed on
it.
Two
it was
feet.
The best. It was the funniest. Look, if I fell, he would laugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't laugh segment.
Well, you're not as childish as me.
And then when it came back up, you were laughing again.
I couldn't help it. But I tweeted out the picture of Joel and Oprah.
Oh,
I didn't circle your face. They got to find you, but he's in the picture.
Where's Waldo? That'll be even more fun.
At Barry is funny.
Surprise.
Where's Oprah Boy? At Barry is funny if you want to see the picture.
What are you doing?
I tagged you, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you can see
her, not me.
No, yeah, I tagged you. Oh, and great. Nick. It's all there. The gang's all there. Don't worry.
Hashtag, where's Oprah Boy?
Where else can you get this?
Let's get
anywhere
that going.
Else.
I love it.
Yeah, members only jacket boy ain't getting that kind of love, Nick.
Ooh.
Hey, members only is still rocking. People are still rocking members only jackets.
Where?
Who says
around?
That?
Online when they're trying to get dates, when they're stalking people?
I would rock a members only jacket.
I don't think that's a thing. I feel like you would be the most fashion forward on this show. Are members only jackets a thing?
I'm going to say no. If I had a little...
Well,
with the little tabs on the little tabs on the shoulder.
Buzz yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what you get. No, you're not hip, okay?
We got to do a close-up of Joel's picture, though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Jeez. Was that the only picture?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, did everybody on the show make it or just a few of you? Like, get interviewed and all that?
No, there was only a select few that they did certain things with. And like I said, I wasn't going to be the guy. Like, half these guys literally were like childish little girls in the school picture trying to push their way to the front, and they had to be on. And the picture that you're looking at, we were talking about during the break, dude brought like Oprah, like, chocolate and cake and flowers and was like, I can bake for you. I'm like, you try to date Oprah or what's your end game here? I don't know.
What if one of these guys is listening right now?
I don't care. Actually, the cool thing was that I did actually make friends with a guy that, same as me, was like, we're here. That's it. I'm not doing all this stuff. He also happily married with children. And we were like,
there you go.
God, we think back on that going, think about all these guys that were just like, this is my big break. No, it's just stupid. But my mom was happy, so I was happy with it.
Well, that's what counts, man. Yeah. You got to keep moms happy. That's what matters the most.
Yep.
When Astro's Girl went viral, did you get anybody like reach out for stuff like that? Did you get offers for things like?
I did.
Yeah.
I got some really, really cool offers, some weird offers. Someone was offering to buy me a car. There was talks about me doing like a Doritos commercial.
Oh, that would have been
great.
That would have been cool, but they still haven't kind of brought back that. You remember when they were doing the sexy Doritos commercials?
Yeah. What was her name? Allie Landry.
Is her name?
Where she was in like the laundromat or whatever, and she was eating them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I started practicing like having people throw Doritos at me.
So did like the Astros or anybody reach out? Because you were also with the Rockets, thanks to Joel, right? Like because here's the thing, and I don't want to be judgmental, okay? Yeah, I do. But have you seen the Rockets commercials? You're a huge Houston sports fan,
right?
So you watch everything. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They got that from me.
Did they?
Just kidding. No, but we did do a segment when I worked for the Rockets. It was called What's Taryn Wearing? It wasn't my idea.
Okay.
It was the producer's idea. And it was shot very similar.
And like in the, you know, outside and multiple swirling cameras and all that.
It's like serious.
But the chick, the blonde?
Yeah.
Do we know who she is?
No. You know what? They're normally, as certain people who remain nameless can vouch with me on this, they're normally very low budget. So I would bet that they're probably dancers on the dance team, the cheer. They just were like, hey, they'll take people from the office at any time and put them into those roles.
I feel like they got Tammy from accounting.
They may not even be from Houston.
Really?
Did you guys see that they just released they re-released the ice cream sandwich bars from Bluebell?
I did see that.
Okay, so I don't know why, but I became obsessed with like looking at the pictures on the Bluebell boxes.
Okay.
And so like there's a picture of a little girl on there, like she's full face of makeup and stuff, and I'm like, no wonder why my generation is so obsessed with makeup. Like so I'm like, who is this girl on the cover of the Bluebell on the cover of the Bluebell ice cream sandwiches? And I'm looking it up, and most of the people on those pictures aren't even from Texas. Like have never even had a
Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah.
You're a stalker, by the way.
By just the way, so
you know. A little weird.
You just went internet stalker on her.
And your girl.
I'm going to find this bitch, and I'm going to let her know you ain't even from Texas, you little hoe. And take off that makeup. You look like a trollop, you tramp.
Your girl.
Huh?
Also, the other thing that you can find out is your girl, Alyssa Milano, has her own clothing line.
Don't you dare talk
so
about her.
So whenever you go onto any team's website.
That's right.
And you go in the women's department. Alyssa Milano will be there and be modeling some of the t-shirts, tank tops, and other things. And they just superimpose whatever logo for whatever team for whatever website. But
really?
It's just, they use her for all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I'll be damned.
I wonder how much of a cut like she gets of if she gets a cut of the merchandise or what works.
I believe she started it.
Oh, it's her company.
Yeah, it's her company. That's why she decided to pose for the actual merchandise.
Oh, good for her.
Kind of like you with the bikinis.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good. It's bikini season, so
Barry's
like
been
Instagram
warming
is
up for it.
Yeah.
So now
you
can't eat until the fall, right?
That's what I'm starving. If you hear my stomach growl.
That's got to suck, man.
It sucks.
I'm so glad radio, I can just be as fat as I want. I don't have to worry about it. You got to take pictures in the bikinis, and then you got to, like, it's day to day where you're like, well, I can't eat. I have a shoot just in 3 hours.
A little salt under my tongue.
You're like a jockey. Have you ever heard like a horse jockeys, you would eat a peanut a day?
No.
To maintain their weight. I swear I heard that on Jim Rome. That's what they said, is that they would have like 4 peanuts, and that's what they would eat throughout the day, is they would eat a peanut or two in the morning and then one for lunch and one for dinner, because they had to be so light to be on the horses.
Wow.
And I feel like that's the life of a bikini model.
I am like trying to be a little bit better about the diet, so I've cut out a lot of candy and sugar, which mm-hmm. is a regular part of my diet. And so now I look forward to my vitamins. Because there's like the chewy.
This is sugar like vitamins. The gummies.
Yeah.
I space them out throughout the day.
You just eat like 60 vitamins. You're just, the toilet glows when you leave. It's just so much vitamins leaving.
You're getting the.
If I did that, it looked like I was peeing a lightsaber.
Recommended daily allowance of every vitamin times 10.
Yeah.
That's like, your sugar for the day is
wake
vitamins?
Up. Here's my 2 a day. Oh, it's bedtime. Time for the chewable melatonin.
So what is that? I mean, when you're saying it's getting ready to be bikini season, so for you, that means what? That means that there's appearances, there's shoots, there's
lots of shoots, lots of Instagram activity, lots of special, like, big orders that I've been filling
for. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I've been busy.
And where do folks place the orders? You can plug
online
the site.
Yeah. Oh, it's vengeancebikinis.com.
Vengeancebikinis.com. And then they can see the bikinis, because you model most of them. Do you have other models, or is
I
it
do.
Just you?
Mm-hmm.
You do. But most of them you'll model as well. So yeah. Give your IG so guys can be creepy.
Taryn Hilo, and it's not phonetically correct. You're just going to have to...
Look it up.
Figure it out. Yeah. Around with that.
Yeah. I haven't liked
spend
a single
some time
picture.
Actually making it
I'm not
search
getting in
worthy.
Trouble.
Waste some time on searching so they don't spend so much time DMing you.
I'll like some of your tweets. I can't like any of your pictures. My wife will divorce me. So I'm just like, no, I'll just like a tweet here and there. Like if you say something about the Astros. Yeah, I can't take one for the team. I can't take that L.
Not going to lie.
What?
You.
Same thing?
I'm with you.
Yep. Yeah, it's Yeah, that's the only part that sucks. Did you like, oh, that's a cool Astros bikini. Nope, I'm not touching that. Nope, can't do that. My wife will see what I've liked recently.
You can get her a bikini.
My wife ain't wearing a bikini.
Oh,
she's
not,
like, no, she doesn't even swim.
It?
She won't even go on a boat. And I'm not talking about a canoe. I'm talking about a cruise. Well, what if I fall over? The only way you're falling over is if I push
you.
If you're
the
nice
news lately with some of these cruise ships,
no,
she's probably right.
She ain't going on a boat.
That's true.
They've been like tipping. No. And
I won't go on a cruise either.
I'm not a fan. I'm
Titanic
with you.
Ruined it for me.
No, I'm not.
Titanic. Titanic. Do you fly?
Yeah, I fly.
Do you realize how many plane crashes there have been? Those don't ruin it for you.
I'm like not gonna fly anymore.
See,
<Road trip>. No.
See. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. Well, bursting bubbles and just blowing everything out of the water.
Laughing at you when you fall.
Yeah.
Yes. I try.
Sending out pictures that had no business going out. That's how things go around.
Did
here.
You see, by the way?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
It got... Our listeners.
All for his enjoyment.
You can always count on our listeners. Someone took just Joel's face and blew it up on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good picture.
See? Boy. And he gets mad if this
Hate
happens.
It.
But look at that. It's a great picture.
That's no, it's not.
You're so
terrible.
Handsome. Oprah boy is handsome.
We're done here. Let's just make sure that after you guys do the podcast.
We're not today. We're going to have to reschedule.
Yeah, but yep. We're going to have
we're
you on the regular.
We're going to draw this out as
it's going to be like,
we'll back.
It should be out by 2022. That's when it'll drop for sure.
Definitely. But in the meantime, we'll have you back. And obviously, all the best to your pup, because we want to make sure the doggy does well.
Thank you.
On the right track to health, though, the dog?
I think so. We'll see.
All right.
If you need help on clearing up the runs, Nick's in there.
Oh, no.
Do you have any leftover anti-diarrheal medication?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, Nick's got a loaf of bread behind the counter. That's about it.
All right. Tell one more time your Twitter and Instagram. How can they find you and the website?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Taryn Hilo, and the website is vengeancebikinis.com.
Cool. Follow her.
There you go.
Follow
Great
me.
Follow.
Absolutely.
She tweets about sports and everything else. It's a lot
no
of fun.
Sports.
Good
don't
follow. Absolutely.
No weird DMs.
Yeah, don't be creepy. Yeah. Don't, and especially don't claim the show if you be creepy. Yeah. Say you're with the Blitz.
Follow actually, means.
If you're going to be creepy.
Say you're with Ted.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a huge Ted Johnson fan. I'd like to.
Follow
I don't know,
means.
Sop
social
you up
media
with a biscuit.
Liking and just following. Don't follow like around from like when she walks home from the studio or something.
Yeah, don't be creepy like that. Yeah. But hey.
This is not my Tinder account, guys.
Yeah, that's a whole different one, right? Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Guys.
All right. Hey, guys, right now before we get out of here, though, I want to tell you about Get Upside. This is cool cool app I've been using. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, you need to, because it's going to save you or get you a lot of cash back on stuff you're already buying, like gas and food. If you're at the, let's say you got to fill up today. If you had Get Upside on the phone, which you should download, you could get it done before the blitz even starts. Less than 2 minutes to install it. And you could get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back when you fill up at pumps. Over 500 gas stations around the city. If you put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, you're going to get extra savings on your first fill up. It's that simple. We've got listeners that have $200 in their account on Get Upside. We've got listeners that have gotten $5 back the first two times they went out to eat with the Get Upside app. What I'm telling you is that it absolutely works. My wife used my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, 30 cents a gallon cash back immediately when she used the app the first time. It was on ABC 13. They talked about it. They showed you the benefits of the app itself. But I can just tell you, between the screenshots that listeners have sent me and my use of it, it absolutely works. It's going to get you cash back. You're already eating lunch and dinner. You're already filling up. Why waste that money? Don't leave it at the pump or the table. It's called Get Upside. Promo code Barry is where you want it. B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you an extra savings. Get the app. Get cash back. And thank me later, y'all. Blitz is up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.